8 months after the accidental April blaze consumed the medieval monument's roof and collapsed its spire, workers are trying to reconstruct the Notre Dame Cathedral. Officials say the structure is too fragile to let visitors inside, and there's still a risk of poisoning from the tons of lead dust released with the flames. In April, huge crowds watched in horror as flames spread across the Notre Dame Cathedral. That's also why, for the first time since the French Revolution, the famed Paris landmark will remain silent this Christmas. The Notre Dame Cathedral will not host its Christmas services because it is too deeply damaged by this year's blaze. Patrick Chauvet, the Notre Dame Cathedral's director, is sad. Heard through an interpreter, it's the first time in his lifetime that a cathedral isn't open to the public this Christmas.
It is true that cathedrals have always celebrated Christmas. Since the Revolution, the cathedral has always held a mass, even during World War II.
It kept even going during two world wars and Nazi occupation. Soldiers guarded its Christmas mass in 2015, weeks after France's deadliest ever terror attacks. But now its exiled clergy, choir and congregation are celebrating the holiday in another Gothic church next to the Louvre Museum. Henri Jallet is the director of the famed Notre Dame Choir.
Obviously, there's a lot of sadness because we won't be in Notre Dame, but there's also an enormous amount of hope because it's only for a period of time.
However, a Brazilian woman who lives in Paris for some 3 years is convinced that the cathedral and the faith will rise from the ashes.
For France, that this is like a symbol. But I think that in the same time, people are trying to reconstruct and give everything to rebuild it. And it's maybe the opportunity to go to other churches and to rebuild your faith.
Some 1 billion euros have been raised or pledged for the reconstruction. But for now, this holiday season, much of the cathedral is shielded by scaffolding instead of the huge Christmas tree that usually graces its esplanade. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.